The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle. This is a podcast that connects your brain to your brawn. And today is, let's see, I should know it, I've said it all day. Today's September 19th, 2014, and we are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we're not the biggest, but we're the best. And our motto is, we don't try, we succeed. And before I get started, obviously, this is a different day for Rob, who's going to be with us momentarily. I just want to tell everybody, we got big news. The Motivation Muscle website is up and running. There's still a few little tweaks Eric is going to do to it, but the thing is absolutely beautiful. So just go out to Motivation and Muscle. That's MotivationandMuscle.com. Check it out. I'll give you my email address at the end of the show. Tell me if you like it or you don't like it, but I don't think there's not much to like about it. Today we're going to talk about, and I want to, before we go on and talk about today, last night Rob, T-Rex Bankins, Roger LaPointe, and myself did a four-way show last night on strength, what it means to all of us. But we got into many, many factors after that. And as I told the guys last night, and I'm sure Rob will comment on this, that might possibly have been the best podcast I was ever part of.
Yeah.
And you know we've had some great, great things. But before I bring Rob right in, tonight's subject we're going to talk about intra-workout supplementation. You know, we've been doing a lot of stuff on muscle and everything. Obviously, this is all part of muscle. So we're going to get into that tonight. But before we do, we're going to welcome Coach Rob Regish here. You know, Rob, he is on Tuesdays, he's on Superhuman Radio. That's the Blueprint Power Hour. Well, I tripped over my tongue because I'm thinking about the blue. Let's see. What did I do? Why do I get that messed up with the Army? It's the Blueprint Power Hour is on from 12 to 1 on Tuesdays on Superhuman Radio. Right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then, is it the Blueprint Army too, right?
Well, the Blueprint Army is my affection, okay. Is a term of endearment I use for the people that tune in every week and have availed themselves to some of my products.
Okay. Well, for any of you who don't know that voice, that's Coach Rob Regish. Rob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Yesterday's show, when I hung up, I felt high. There was a lot of dopamine, I think, because not just because the way we discussed how we got into the sport, but also what keeps us in it and motivation in terms of future goals. You know, just because you hit the big 4-0 or you go out with a back injury, that doesn't mean game over. It just means the game's going to change a little bit.
And, you know, everybody we seem to be talking about, no matter whether it's you or Roger or Brooks or, you know, I've had conversations with people, John McCain, who's going to be coming on the show, Steve Helmicki, we've all talked about this a lot, and all of us have had different injuries, and some of us still do to a point, and, you know, we're all shooting for bigger goals, and we've got ideas, and, you know, we're getting the message out here. That's the main thing. I'm very proud of not only what we've done here, but the way we seem to just keep growing here. And right now we're in a place, I think, that Brooks was in 1992 when Dinosaur Training came out and really, you know, really knocked the weightlifting world on its ass, in my opinion. And We have people that were around when that stuff came out that were that was 20 years ago. You know, most of the guys on here were maybe 20 years old, 22 years old.
Yeah.
Now, with Motivation and Muscle, we've got the guys that were back then now that are the 40-year-olds that have had 20 years to grow and do a lot of stuff. And this is resonating with people because I could read email after email that is not only naming names now on the show, but telling you that where have you been? I finally found you. I didn't even know you were out there. This is big stuff. So, Rob, you know, as I've said before, you know, you were the first one who was on this show. You know, Roger wasn't far behind, obviously. You know, and I owe a debt of gratitude to you, and you know, I thank you for being on. And as you said to me a little while ago off air, I mean, you can just see this platform, it's exploding. I mean, to think we've got a brand new website up today, and obviously it's going to get tweaked obviously more. You know, we've come a long way, and you know, just to let everybody know, the homepage is going to be all changed to reflect this theme here. But as I told Eric tonight, he's the gentleman that builds Rob's site and my site, and Eric is going to be on as a guest very shortly. As I told him, he just kind of laughed, and he was like, good idea. I said, you know, I want the homepage basically to explode right in your face, and you can't leave it alone. And, you know, you click podcast, it goes to Motivation Muscle. You click weight loss, it goes to the Weight Is Over Now. And the great thing now is Dennis, who lost all the weight, starts Sunday here. And wait to see what I'm going to do to him between now and the end of the year. This guy is going to be phenomenal. So I'm just telling you to be on the lookout. We're going to have YouTube videos starting Sunday with him. Right from the get-go, so there's not going to be anything you're not going to know. So that's just something to go. So, Rob, let's go get into this, man. I mean, this is your forte, obviously. So let's dive right into this. And then, you know, at the end, obviously, if you got anything you want to talk about, you know, I know you've got a new webinar. Unless you want to wait till the end, you know, you can hit all that before we start.
I'll touch on it real quick if we have time.
Yeah,
we'll
go
speak
ahead.
To it later.
Take your time.
Over on CoachRobRegish.com, you can register today for the next free webinar. I think we're shooting for October 1st. And it's very simple, hormone optimization. And since we have an educated audience who has their training, diet, and sleep, the fundamentals in order, what is next, frankly, is optimizing your hormones, whatever age you may be. So there's going to be a ton of useful information in there, and I'm hoping people pick it up.
I think, in my opinion, I mean, I've seen your stuff. Obviously, you know, I have your literature. From where I'm standing here, I think this is going to be the biggest thing to this point that you've done after this is all said and done.
Well, I'll say this. The low-cost shopping I've done alone for, you know, if it calls for it, if one of your hormones needs optimizing, that low-cost shopping alone would save you hundreds of dollars. And there is no, they're not links to my products.
Well, yeah, but we also know you've got a couple good products sitting out there, and I'm sure down the road you're going to have more. Is this a good segue right into what we want to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so why don't we get started? By the way, too, Rob, give them your website, too, just before we start, just so they know that, and we'll remind them at the end.
Sure. It's Coach Rob Regish, REGISH.com. And that's all one word, Coach Rob Regish.
Okay. So now we're starting, all right? We talked about hormone optimization. Now we're going to get right into the nitty-gritty of supplementation. So let's get started. Tell me how you want to start out here.
Well, back in the early to mid-90s, there was a I'll call it a revolution of sorts. It might have fallen a little bit short of that. But remember Leo Costa? And optimal training systems.
Yeah.
He had teamed up with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, who, for those that are unfamiliar, is not only a medical doctor, but world record holding powerlifter in multiple weight classes. At one point in time, he ran the WWE's drug testing policy as well as, I think, NASCAR. Suffice it to say, he knows his stuff, and he, mm-hmm. he walks the talk. Now, a book that he had out at that time that came with Leo's Big Beyond Belief, I think it was, training manual, was his supplement guide. I forget the exact name of it. But finally, from a unbiased source and a medical doctor at that, on top of an athlete, here was a compilation of what works and what doesn't work. And quite frankly, Morrow came out and he said, of any supplement that you are considering, intra-workout supplementation will have the biggest impact. And he then began to speak about amino acids, various combinations of aminos, you know, that mm-hmm. it didn't sound sexy to my ears, and I'm sure it still doesn't to a lot of folks that are seeing, you know, methyl 2 and 3 tests rolled out every month.
Yep.
But the bottom line is this. He was right. Because there is, during that window, during the workout, supplements can actually have a drug-like impact. And the reasons for this are several. But chief among them is that blood flow is elevated to the muscle no less than 400%. According to multiple studies. And secondly, the hormone insulin, which many consider to be the strongest, most powerful hormone for building muscle, is easily manipulated, right? Let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been fasting and you slam 75 grams of dextrose,
yeah,
you know, that's the glucose tolerance test, by the way, if you were to go to the doctor.
Okay.
Literally 75 grams of dextrose, your insulin shoots sky high.
Skyrockets. Yep.
Your blood sugar, of course, goes along with it and then crashes.
Mm-hmm.
So Morrow went about building various formulas using both sugars as well as glucogenic amino acids. And I'll just discuss briefly the branched chain aminos is an example. Mm-hmm. What Morrow was saying was, look, there are more studies backing up the efficacy of the BCAAs, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, than everything else put together at that point. Now, remember, this was a few years before creatine.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference between training with them and without them, frankly, is night and day. Now, I had mm-hmm. tried branched chains before, but, you know, I was using 5 grams, maybe 10 grams. That's pissing in the wind
mm-hmm.
from where I'm coming, because once I got it to 20 grams or more, sipped on just prior to the workout in between sets,
mm-hmm.
maybe another, you know, right afterwards, it radically accelerated my recovery from high-intensity exercise.
Now, Rob, when you were doing this with the BCAAs, I think I heard you say everything was powder, I take it, right?
Yeah,
okay, because, to me, a tablet's a waste of your money.
Yeah, you need to be smart about it economically, too, and powders are the way to go. Now, having said that, free-form amino acids taste like dog vomit. All right?
Yeah.
Anybody that's had a, you know, hydrolyzed protein or straight branched chains or essential amino acids, with the exception of a very few like glycine, they taste god-awful. So that was a barrier to market. Consequently, you were left with caps or powders. Your point is well taken. You really needed to use powders, at least back then, to get to Gainesville, so to speak.
Right. Yep.
So the next step up the ladder was the essential amino acids. Now, there are 9, and there are a couple that are conditionally essential. The point being, you need all 9 to complete protein synthesis. A lot of guys get confused. Branched-chain aminos stimulate protein synthesis. You need all nine essential aminos to complete that. Big difference. And I will caution guys, again, when you go shopping for your essential amino acid product, be on the lookout and make sure that it includes L-tryptophan. And the reason for that is simple. There was a contaminated batch of tryptophan that came in from Japan many, many years ago. Made people sick. I think a few might, you know, may have even died.
Yeah, I remember that.
So a lot of the quote-unquote big box companies that supplied supplement companies subbed in things like 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, or, you know, proline or glycine. Glycine happens to be very sweet. It is the exception in the world of aminos. It's a great amino, but without tryptophan or all nine, there is no protein synthesis.
Right.
What I am suggesting as a base for everyone is to consume no less than 6 grams of essential amino acids prior to the workout. A few reasons as to why. They did a couple of studies and looked at protein synthesis. When they dosed 6 grams prior to training, and they, you know, compared that to 6 grams after training, what they found was protein synthesis increased 600% when it was taken pre-workout, 400% when it was taken post-workout.
Wow.
Now, when you're natural, you need take every edge you can get.
Yeah.
So step two, recommendation number two, 6 grams before and 6 after. And from there, I continued to study not only Morrow's work, but also Rick Bruner of Athletica, which a lot of people may or may not be familiar with Athletica. In the late 80s and early 90s, Rick Bruner ran that company. They were the first in the United States and the West to import legit former Soviet bloc adaptogens into their formulas. And from here, his work was really outpacing the rest of the field. It was amazing because he also had and offered I forget the name of it, but it was a 400 dalton molecular weight hydrolyzed protein. And needless to say, it was bitter as hell, and he made no apologies.
Right.
It was it was in every piece of literature that he was selling. I think it was called AminoFit, and it was god-awful, but it worked better than anything on the market at that time. So that's what kind of got my gears turning. And consequently, if anybody's listening and is thinking of dropping a dime next month on supplements, look into intra-workout supplementation, specifically 6 grams of essential aminos before and after training.
Ooh. You know, that's called growing while you're working out.
Yeah, I mean,
without a doubt.
Morrow actually made the point in one of his books that when they tested people and they took blood samples, they actually grew during the workout, which was completely contrary to what the thought.
Yeah.
And I think that thought is still out there that, hey, you're breaking down muscle tissue while you're training.
Right.
Morrow's out there saying, not necessarily. We're taking measurements that show us the body is trying to synthesize new muscle during the workout. And it can only do that with essential amino acids.
What, you know, for the people out there that don't know a lot about as far as a legitimate company, I know you're not getting anything for it, but plug a couple of them that if they wanted to go and find essential amino acids, where somebody would be that would be, you know, on the up and up.
Sure. The product that I would recommend, and really the only one that I can recommend off the top of my head, is NOW's, N-O-W, Amino 9 Essentials. And the reason that I'm steering guys to that product is it contains all nine, including tryptophan.
Mm-hmm.
They offer it both in capsules and powder. You need only add, you know, a dash of lemon water, maybe some Crystal Light. I'm not a big fan of artificial sweeteners.
Right.
Buy the powder. It's much better. Much better buy. You know, you're getting a lot more aminos for your dollar.
Plus, now is a really – they're a very reputable company, too. Yeah. They've been around a long time.
Yeah. Their Amino 9 Essentials is excellent. And that, frankly, was the skeleton that I started with. And then I began to play with different ratios of the amino acids because some, like leucine, are glucogenic, which simply means they will raise insulin in the absence of carbohydrates. And this is a good thing because insulin pushes amino acids into muscle cells.
Yep.
There are also other aminos like taurine, L-taurine, which is it acts as an insulin mimetic. So it mimics insulin to push amino acids and other goodies into the muscle cell. And from there, it took me 2 years. It took me 2 years to get to what I consider to be the best ratio of essential aminos to non-essential amino acids. It was, you know, picture 9 kilos of essential amino acids and taurine out on my kitchen table. Yeah.
Jeez.
And that's before the other, I don't know, maybe a dozen other ingredients were layered in. But that's not sexy. You know?
No, not at all.
I'm looking at Amazon.com right now, or bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.
Yep.
You know, these are all good companies, I guess. But essential aminos aren't jumping out and grabbing anyone's attention.
No.
There's a new product out every month.
Yep.
And this cycle has repeated itself ad nauseum. Ever since I got into this market at 15, and I'm 44 now. Now, I spoke the other day on Superhuman about what keeps people in the game. And frankly, supplements keep a lot of people in the game because they start reading about it, this, you know, brand new whiz-bang stuff.
Sure.
It's got a great label. The pros swear they're taking it.
Yeah.
Everyone on the boards is raving about it. And that shiny new bottle is in your mailbox.
Yep.
At the end of at the end of 30 days, 9 times out of 10, you're out of your money. And you don't look or perform any different. But one more point, and then I'll certainly let it go. But not to worry. These companies have figured it out. There will be a new product out next month that promises to do the same.
Well, it's the old fishing expedition, you know.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this in other people on the show. Nobody wants to hear about like the old basic stuff. You know, you're talking amino acids. Like you said, they're not sexy. But if you know how to do them, like obviously it took you a few years to figure out what worked for you.
Yeah.
Look at Rio Blair. I mean, you talk about a guy that was huge on amino acids. Obviously his protein too. But what the heck was his name? Vince Guaranda.
Oh,
liver,
God,
all that stuff. You know what I mean? It was just. But did you seen? Look at if I say whomever for physique, okay. You know, Larry Scott, real big, Rio Blair, he did stuff with Garanda too. And the first thing that someone's going to say to me is this, I guarantee you, well, he was on steroids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Look, all right, anybody that knows anything about steroids, they're only going to take you so far. I mean, you still got to eat, you still got to train, And that's just a fact of life. I don't discount, you know, Brooks and I were talking about this today on the show, Rob, because a lot of the literature that he's brought forward, and especially, which was really good, I think one of the big things he was talking about was Bernard McFadden there, who was, I believe, if Brooks said, I mean, he wrote hundreds and hundreds, I don't know if they're books or articles, but he was quite a publisher, and I believe he was in the 30s. He was a vegetarian, but he did realize, you know, about what meat was, okay?
Yeah.
But the point I'm trying to make is this. Bob Hoffman, anybody doesn't know who he was, obviously, he was the head man at York, the owner, the founder, everything. One thing that was very interesting, and I'm going to tie this right to what you've been talking about here. You know, I said one of the questions I asked him, I was like, how are these guys so ahead of their time, like with diet? Because he and John Grimmick, especially, Bob Hoffman was one of the first guys to open up a health food store, quote unquote,
yeah,
where it wasn't supplementation, but it was all grown food, you know, stuff he thought the lifters at York could use, and meats and all that. Okay.
Right.
Now there's nothing sexy about that. All right. And it's the same way what you're talking about with essential amino acids. These are, this is what we were talking about before we went on the air tonight. We're bringing back basics.
Right.
And look what we're talking about tonight. All right.
Yeah.
Essential amino acids, basics. Okay. Regular food, organic foods, beef, all that, basic. And I'll tell you something that's real interesting real quick, and I'll turn it right back over to you. Brooks had a ton of allergies as a young boy, right up to, I think, maybe 10 years ago when he finally figured everything out. And here's something I took away from this thing that was one of the pearls. And I know when people hear this, they're going to be, what? They're going to have to turn it on again. He didn't gain for about 10 years. You know, before he got into doing all these big massive benches out of the power rack and squatting over 600 dead stop out of the rack, you know, and he set all those national records, okay? Do you know that he figured out, and it was by accident, he went into this butcher shop he'd go in, and there a guy that he was friends with was an Olympic lifter. And he says, you got to try this, man. You got to try this. It's grass-fed beef. Well, come to find out, he had antibiotics he was allergic to, and we all know they shoot that in meat, among other things, that's not grass-fed.
Yeah.
Well, here's the kicker. This guy's lifting went wild, literally. This is when he became big, big known. This is when he started writing in Hard Gainer.
Yeah.
And you know what the difference was? He ate grass-fed beef like crazy and started this whole style of dead-stop training. Well, guess what, man? There's your jewel right there. One thing in his life, obviously he made other changes, but getting away from the allergens in the beef turned his whole life around. So what I'm saying here, just to connect this, and then you got the floor, my brother.
Okay.
Basic things still work. It's all yours. Take it away.
Yeah, they do, and they work in a huge way.
Yeah.
In a huge way. What we're talking about, we just went over, we touched a little bit on steroids, mm-hmm. old-time strongmen and bodybuilders, and protein/amino acids. What people came to realize after those little blue pills started showing up was that they increased nitrogen retention.
Yep.
What is nitrogen? It's simply a function of a complete protein, which is broken down into the constituent amino acids at various rates. Some of them, it's almost instant. Branched chain aminos, peptide bound aminos, you know, those are lickety split, man. They are absorbed and assimilated and show up in the blood very quickly. Others, like red meat and caseinates, especially muscular caseinate, has a much slower extended release profile, you know, up to 7-8 hours. Mm-hmm. I think we should have some discussion then about how do we manipulate those, you know, the amino's rate of release and when, where, and how much. So having said that, I'll give you my 2 cents. Immediately prior to the workout, between sets and immediately post-workout, I flood my body with essential amino acids and the other goodies that are in Synthogen. Mm-hmm. About an hour later, to 90 minutes, I will hold on, let me back up. 30 minutes post-workout, I'll have a scoop of whey and mm-hmm. some, let's call them growth fats, which we'll get into.
Yep.
Such as colostrum. And then
yes.
I will have, within 90 minutes or so, my first solid food sit-down meal. Now, mm-hmm. why is that so? It simply goes back to what I talked about before, which is you want very fast-absorbing aminos in and around the workout where they're carried right to the muscle tissue and can go about accelerating recovery and growth. Now, outside of that window, it's important to understand that your insulin sensitivity drops off, which is to say the door on the front of the muscle's house
yep.
that was wide open is no longer accepting anything. Mm-hmm. It's not closed all the way, but you can't get as much in. So it's at that point in time that I will switch to much slower releasing yeah. proteins and combining them with growth fats.
Yep.
Everything from colostrum to heavy cream, which I've had tremendous success with.
Oh, yeah. And that's an old Garanda trick right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Garanda's stuff is priceless. And whether you thought the guy was a kook or not, you need – tip your hat to him because he was ultimately proven to be right about mm-hmm. a lot of his stuff. And he didn't have medical studies to go on.
No.
He learned by watching and by experimenting on himself and on others. So
I think him and Rio Blair definitely, I mean, you know, Blair was a big guy with cream too. I can remember, I mean, how much fun would this have been? You know, you train and you go over his into his factory, or he had stuff even at his house. I mean, you go there and take 1,000 aminos, he wouldn't care, and you could sit there and make, you know, that Blair's protein. I mean, a lot of people didn't like it because they felt it had too much lactose in it, but I'll tell you right now, I was lucky to try some of that, and that stuff was phenomenal,
yeah,
Rob.
Yeah.
You know,
we should.
Go ahead.
That's an important point, and I think we should pause here because there was a fundamental shift in thinking. The old timers knew that you needed to consume fat with your protein to ensure that the fat was burned as a fuel source in order to spare the amino acids to do their job, which was to build muscle. The problem with that was this. Fats go rancid awful quick, especially the ones that you want to use. Mm-hmm. So they had a problem with shelf life. From there, things got worse, got a lot worse, because they started to cook the proteins, which denatures them. And otherwise, you know, you had a dead product sitting on the shelves in all of the fat, or most of it anyway, was stripped out of it. I will never forget the old timers watching kids mix up, 25 grams of whey in water and slamming it and just shaking their heads, thinking, my God, what are these kids doing?
Mm-hmm.
So my point is this: proteins plus fats were a slam dunk, especially if the individual was not an ectomorph or did not have ecto-leaning tendencies. Consequently, the market discovered maltodextrin. Maltodextrin is quite simply, it's a starch of anywhere from 2 to, I forget how many, you know, starches linked together. They can have a very unpredictable effect on your blood sugar.
Yep.
The primary exposure you had to them prior to the 1980s was on the back of a postage stamp. That all changed when Unipro rolled out Carboplex in the early 80s. Maltodextrin is or was 50 cents a pound.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, these protein products and weight gainers were showing up with, you know, 3 times the amount of maltodextrin to the protein load that they were carrying. Now, there, on the surface, there's nothing fundamentally wrong with having those kind of carbs or having carbs with your protein. It's certainly better than just slamming protein by itself, because then you're just teaching your body how to break down protein. And and you can imagine what that does when you run out of food. You know, it starts starts eating your muscles.
Yep.
So my point is this. People need to make a decision on whether or not they want to use protein plus fats most of the time, or protein plus carbs. The other way to raise insulin is to use multi-gram doses of specific glucogenic amino acids. Those good picks in that arena being glutamine, leucine, and taurine. Taurine, again, is an insulin mimetic. We'll get into the exact gram amounts later, but generally speaking, it goes like this. There are 3 different somatotypes. Ectomorphs on one end, naturally lanky people, lean, not much muscle. On the other end of the spectrum, you have endomorphs, naturally heavy, big bone folks. In the middle are mesomorphs. The truth is most people are a mix of one of those 3 types.
Sure.
The ectomorph, somebody like me, when carbs completely disappear from my diet, you know, I need to run around in the shower to get wet. All right. My muscle fullness is just boom. Because remember, the suffix is hydrate.
Yep.
When the carbs come into your body and your muscle cell, your body will pull in 3 grams of water for every gram of carb. On the other end of the spectrum, when you drop your carbs, out goes that amount of water, too, which explains nicely why low-carb diets result in quick weight loss.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening, you need to make a determination on what type of somatotype you are, ecto, meso, or endo, and pick your weapons from there. Mm-hmm. I'll use me as an example. I have strong ecto-leaning tendencies. Consequently, I will use protein plus carbohydrate in and around exercise. And outside of it, proteins plus fats.
Yeah.
You know, now somebody else like you, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, you train almost exclusively on proteins plus fats.
That's when I feel best, Rob.
Yeah.
Especially like on a day when I know I'm going to train, like tomorrow night. I'll be eating fats all day. You know, I mean, I'll eat some carbs, but you know, I've told you this before and other people, I'll sit there and peel off pieces off a pad of butter that I get. It comes from, where is it? I want to say it's a Scandinavian, Norway. I get it from, it's unbelievable. Plus coconut oil.
Yes.
I'll make one of the get big drinks, definitely, and that'll be the coconut milk combo that you talked about on your webinar. And not only that, I mean, I'll definitely have a piece of meat for lunch. It'll probably be beef. In the morning, I'll have some grass-fed bacon with scrambled eggs, anywhere from probably 4 to 8, depending on how I'm feeling.
And the
pumpkins. Well, I'll sit there and eat half a bag of pumpkin seeds, and I'll eat probably 4 or 5 forkfuls of coconut oil. you'll walk away like you feel like King Kong, man. Yeah. And then when you do this, you know, I'll have dinner before I lift and go out there, and I'll take my Synthogen and Tranquilogen and whatever else I'm going to take before I go out. Yeah. And unless something's really going on with me, like I'm banged up or whatever, I'll be like unstoppable that night,
yeah.
You know, and I try to do a little bit the next day, but I'm kind of funny with things now. I have a tendency more the day before to kind of load up a little more on protein.
Right.
Really load heavy that day I'm going to go. And I like doing a thing that, once again, here's a Rio Blair tip and a Garanda tip, was this. I love taking a quarter cup, maybe a half a cup of protein, pouring in heavy cream, mixing it up like a pudding. Sometimes if you want for the carbs, I'll put in some wild blueberries in with it.
Right.
And I'll eat that off the spoon, and I'm telling you right now, it's like one of the best things you could ever eat in your life. So that's kind of like how the next day after training, I'll take some protein, but I can be kind of spotty the next day because I kind of just give myself a little bit of a rest. But usually I'm walking around with a pretty damn good pump on, I'll tell you that. Mm. So, you know.
I'll tell you what.
But,
you know, all of your points are very well taken, but yep. It's at this point that individual differences play a part.
Yep.
Because a guy like you will grow like a weed on that type mm-hmm. of diet. Guy like mm-hmm. me will flatten out in my performance tanks.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know who you are, what type of body type that you are, and tailor your supplementation and diet accordingly.
Well, you know what it is too. I eat carbs too and stuff. I'm never going to limit myself to say you can't have that. Okay, like tonight with dinner, you know, I had a big piece of fish. I had a baked potato with, you know, loads of butter on it, and I had a big fat organic salad. Okay,
right.
Sometimes, you know, I learned one thing about supplementation with food, with anything. If your body's telling you it wants something,
yeah,
you know, and I'm talking within reason, all right? But if you're getting these signals, pay attention to the signals. Yeah. If something says, hey, you know what, I'd like to go and have a nice steak and a big buttered baked potato, go have it. Because if you don't have it, you're going to start getting in the bad trends that, you know, you're going to start doing things you shouldn't. So, yes, for me, though, Rob, like you said, fats all the time might, you know, you'd fall flat on your face. I'm not saying every time it's the catch-all for me, but if I was going to go get stuck on an island like we talked about last night with equipment,
yeah.
I'd make sure you threw tons of at least coconut oil in with my equipment, all right?
It is something that each individual has to, you know, experiment with.
Yep.
And I'll give you another example. Morrow, Dr. DePasquale, yep. also wrote a book, The Anabolic Diet, which was yep. essentially a cycling ketogenic diet, which is to say 5 days of under 30 grams of carbs a day
mm-hmm.
and a lot of calories rotated with carb loading on the weekends. So Saturday mm-hmm. and Sunday, it was a free-for-all.
Yep.
You wanted beer and pizza? You could have beer sure. and pizza.
Sure.
The idea being fat burning is maximized during the week, and insulin can still be manipulated to your advantage during the week in and around the workout with those aminos that I specified, mm-hmm. and you get a huge influx of carbs and water on the weekends. Now, it was not unusual for me to gain 10 pounds in 2 days.
Whoa.
Yeah. And now, a guy like you, I'd probably yeah. be closer to 15, 20. All right.
And look like a blimp.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Ultimately, I found that during the week, I needed no less than 4,000 calories on low carbs just to maintain.
Wow.
Okay. Being dirt poor.
Yep.
You know how I got those calories?
Lay it on me.
Almost 2 cups of vegetable oil mixed.
Oh, yeah.
Mixed yep. in 8 scoops of whey.
Yep.
And some shaved ice. Now,
we've
yeah.
done that.
Yeah. You know, now, yes, I eat solid food along with that. You need to. You need to get your fiber on these diets. But interesting to note, it took 1,000 extra calories for me on low to no carbs just to maintain my
wow.
weight. Just to maintain my weight. So that's how powerful insulin is in manipulating your macronutrients, your proteins, your carbs, and your fats. Doing that will allow you to make a macro change to your
yeah.
physiology and/or your performance. Not tweaking, fooling around with these little micronutrients.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because you remember back, and I like looking at the old Iron Man and stuff like that. Remember reading all those things about the get big drinks?
Yeah, I do.
You know, that's what it reminds you of when you're talking about the oils and everything. Is I can remember doing that. I mean, I'd mix this stuff up in a bowl, all right? Literally, you'd go down in the morning, make it, put it in a thermos. I'd take it either to school with me, you know, when I was in college, or I'd take it on the job. I have this big thermos, and you could barely get it down in the morning, you know, and you try to eat breakfast too, you know, and you're trying to gag it down. And it's not because it tastes bad, but it's like, you know, it's like drinking mud, you know, basically. It's like, how do you drink mud and digest it? But obviously, you know, I'm sitting there dumping down any type of papaya I can, you know, to do this, all right? And, of course, until you get used to it, you know, stomach's going to be gurgling, you know the rest that comes with it. Then, you know, you're goofing around with this stuff, and, you know, it does work. I mean, obviously, you're going to be pretty smooth if you're going to be a guy that's going to gain, because if you're doing the right movements, you know, the big three or the big four, I call them, with the press overhead, if you want to do that, you're going to gain, man. You know, you do that old 5 sets of 5 routine, drinking that mud every day, you're going to be pretty damn big. So I would have to get this bowl and pitcher down every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was pretty wild. So, you know, I can understand this whole thing where, you know, everybody gains different. Everybody's doing different things to get to where you got to get. But those things were pretty interesting.
Let me
yeah.
just let me try to bring it back to center, because I know
yeah.
you know, when we talk about this stuff, we obviously are pretty passionate about it. But to bring it back to center, if you're new to this, start with a base of 6 grams of essential aminos just prior to and immediately after the workout. At that point, you need to add either fats to those essential aminos or carbohydrates, ideally not maltodextrin, but a high molecular weight modified starch, as you'll find in Carbolin, for example.
Oh, that's a great product.
Yeah. Now, these starches are selectively tailored such that they have fast, medium, and slow properties to them. And for 2 hours, you get a nice, even release of insulin, which stores nutrients and muscle cells, ideally amino acids. What happens when you try that with maltodextrin or, God forbid, dextrose? You feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You look like shit. And you perform
yeah.
you perform
yeah.
lousy too.
Yep.
It makes a difference, is all I'm saying. So figure out which one you burn better. Does your body oxidize mm-hmm. carbs better or fats, and then proceed from there? It'll be a huge, I promise you, that will be better for you and get you better results than any herb from deepest, darkest Africa that's getting
yeah.
pushed this month.
Yeah. Or, you know, the next greatest, you know, even though they don't call a lot of them pro-hormones, you know, whatever's out there. Because the nice thing about what you're relating to people is this is something that once you gain with this, you should be able to hold on to it. It does, you know, whether the other stuff you're buying, let's just say you put 4 pounds on, when you're off this stuff, you're going to lose all 4. Maybe you'll lose 5 or 6 to go with it. But with what you have come up with here, this is something that you're going to be able to hold on to. And, you know, I don't even care if you put 10 pounds on what you're saying and you hold on to, you know, even if you're doing it sporadically after a while and you still hold on to 8 or 7 of it, that's a hell of a gain, Rob.
Yeah.
Most people don't gain that in a year, you know, so.
Well, the kids that are trying to do it today are using pro-hormones and or steroids, which elevate testosterone. Or, as in the case of, you know, synthetics, they are simply tweaked testosterone molecules, and it will act, yes, as a growth agent while you're taking the drug. However, your own testicles shut down.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, when you manipulate androgens and come off, you're going to lose a lot, even if you do post-psychotherapy appropriately. Mm-hmm. However, when you modulate insulin the way I'm proposing, you will not suffer, you know, the consequences in terms of losing your gains. You'll keep them.
And not only that, like you were talking about before with fullness, you know, you're going to have big, full, strong muscles. I mean, that are going to look like, you know, people are going to come up to you and ask you, do you lift weights? I mean, the answer is going to be yes, but you're going to look at them kind of funny at first. Huh. But look, we're all in this stuff. I mean, anybody tells you they don't want to get bigger and stronger is, you know, full of you know what. And, you know, this is a hell of a recipe to get there. And this is what I'm saying. Basics, man, basics. You know, it's really the route we want to get going on here.
It's not sexy. But it works, and it will not take more than a week or two for you to see it and certainly feel it. And specifically, what I'm saying is this. Within a week of dosing those essential aminos, as I'm proposing, you will recover a lot faster than if you are not availing yourself to those pre- and post-workout tricks.
Well, Rob, this is something I'm sure somebody's going to be asking when they listen to this podcast. Okay, so we're doing 6 grams before, 6 grams after. I know we're running Synthogen in between there or however you're going to load this up.
Yep.
What about on non-training days? Okay, we're covering that. Now, I mean, you and I have talked multiple times on these shows about, especially my case, how to take Synthogen and Tranquilogen on non-training days. What would your dosage be with the essential amino acids, if so, on non-training days?
Depends on the goal.
Okay, well, let's say me. You know what I'm doing, all right?
Yeah.
I want to go back over to Iceland, rip a 418-pound stone off the ground, walk 50 meters with it. I start tomorrow. What am I doing on my off days then?
Guy like you on off days, you'd want to have 3 or 4 capsules of Synthogen just prior to your 3 biggest meals. And the reason for that is simple. Synthogen favorably repartitions the food that you eat towards muscle and away from fat. Now,
nice. You
know, hear me now and believe me later, you will feel and see the muscle fullness inside of 3 weeks. A lot of people get it, you know, faster.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool cosmetic effect. Now, for the individual that is dieting or wants to lose fat, I would tell you to dose something similar. However, I would not take it at mealtime. I would take 3 or 4 in between meals. Now, why?
Okay.
It's simply that the aminos in Synthogen, or any essential aminos, are a near calorie-free source of nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, you need to have either fats or proteins in your system to spare those aminos, but I've seen logs and guys that have used it and not use amino acids in between meals. And the difference, mm-hmm. frankly, is striking. Vince Gironda knew about this, you know, yep. 50 years ago, which is why a lot of his recommendations at the time were liver tablets.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Argentine beef liver. There were,
sure.
There were not these fancy amino acids on the product,
nope.
On the market, rather. What there was out there was the liver tabs, which mm-hmm. did contain the amino acids and iron and things that your body really, really needs. Unfortunately, the quality of the stuff out there today, 9 out of 10 products is
yeah.
crap. And,
garbage.
And they're seen as passé, so to mm-hmm. speak. So those would be my recommendations. It would simply matter – it's a matter of timing and goals.
All right. Well, let me – all right. So we got Synthogen in the mix. Like in my case, people losing weight, I'd take three before each meal. Now, I guess the other question is going to be we're talking also about powdered EAAs, all right?
Yep.
Okay. So we've already established for my use what I need on off days with Synthogen,
yep.
which I do now anyways. Would I need to take any of just the now – powder EAAs also with that on my off days, or are we strictly sticking with that and Synthogen on my workout days?
You would not need powdered essential amino acids.
Okay.
For a number of reasons, but that's the short answer.
Okay. No. Well, it's just that, you know, I'm sure when we're talking about this, I know I would be asking that question, okay, what am I doing on my off days? And Synthogen's fine. I mean, it's nice to just pop three capsules before you eat. It's pretty much a no-brainer there, you know. And like I told you on our last podcast, what I've noticed now from Synthogen,
yeah.
I'm starting to get veins, man. And
yeah.
I've never look at
vascular.
I'm a, yes. And I'm a 303-pound guy that's awful thick.
Yeah.
That if you looked at me, you know, yeah, you know I'm a weightlifter. There's no doubt about it, but I won't say I'm smooth. I won't say, though, I'm muscular. How am I going to put it? Yes, muscular, but there's definitely an effect from this that I've seen. It seems to bring out the muscle more all over on me now that I don't ever remember it being that way.
Frankly, the difference between Synthogen and powdered aminos is this.
Mm-hmm.
Synthogen layers in what I refer to as Synthogen substrates, things like peak ATP, rapponticum carthamoids extract, et cetera, which restore cellular energy and hydrate the muscle cell. Now, it does this without creatine.
Exactly.
And it is in a dieting or fat loss scenario,
mm-hmm.
or a recomp where Synthogen really shines, because although even a guy like you, you know,
yep.
is seeing vascularity and you're a horse, you know, mm-hmm. you can imagine what the cosmetic effect is in someone that's recomping or cutting.
Oh, that's why I had Dennis, who we talked about, you know, he's going to be doing some major stuff with me starting Sunday. He's got a bottle of that too. So it's going to be very interesting. The thing is, this stuff works, man. And it's like, you know, it's too bad that people are looking for a shortcut or an alternative where they dismiss so many things. Now, Synthogen's different, obviously. You're always getting things from different clientele. You know, obviously people that are part of the Blueprint Army, the whole deal. But this is something that, boy, I hope we can get this out to more and more people.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I want to ask you, too? Now, this is just something totally different, and obviously we can go into this on another show. I'm very interested in Synthogen and creatine. Have you ever done any experimenting with the two of them together?
Oh, yes. I've done it with and without.
Okay.
And
you want to get into that? Do you have time, or you want to save that for another show?
I'll just touch on it, and we can expand on another show. But suffice it to say, when the muscle cell runs low on energy, which is primarily ATP, adenosine triphosphate. The body will sense this, and it will start losing nitrogen. It'll start catabolizing or breaking down muscle to restore that ATP pool that's, you know, no longer there. Mm-hmm. What synthogen does that essential aminos don't, and creatine does not, is not only does it keep those pools where they are during a severe cut or a diet, but it elevates them way above and beyond to the point where your performance in the gym is noticeably enhanced on a diet. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell people you know, synthogen is going to change your life and correct all of these gross deficiencies. Right. But what I am saying is we have an educated audience. Almost all of them have their training and diet in order. And you will see and feel it within a couple of weeks. And I'll go so far as to say this. Try the essential amino acids first.
Okay.
Run that for 3 weeks to a month. Then run a bottle of Synthogen for a month. Mm-hmm. And I would very much appreciate your honest and candid feedback. You can send that to theblueprintarmy@gmail.com. You know, I want the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay. And maybe, you know, someday we can come back here and say, look, you know, it is what I says, you know, what I said it is. Or in this case, it didn't work for this person. And frankly, I enjoy that too, because I learn.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see, like you said, the pros and cons of the product. And, you know, and the nice thing too, Rob, is what interests me more than anything besides the product, I want to know how they're training. What are they doing, you know, or what aren't they doing?
Yeah.
You know, there's many factors. Plus, you know, one thing I want to get into with you down the road, besides after you do your webinar with hormone optimization, you know, I'd like to get you on. We should talk about recovery. With Paul coming on with his sleep machine, basically, the Earth Pulse, that might be something the three of us might want to get into or do each one single with me. And then we'll get a little panel going because boy, we can tie a hell of a lot of stuff together for everybody. So let's when we pick up next week, let's think about like creatine and we'll get into, you know, that with Synthogen and, you know, we'll hit some topics like that. That would be very, very, I'm very interested just to talk about that.
Yeah.
So why don't you give everybody your, unless you've got anything else you want to add, if not, give everybody your pertinent information, how to get a hold of you, about the webinar and Superhuman Radio and everything else, boss.
Yeah. My website is CoachRobRegish.com, and right on the landing page is the place where you can register for the free hormone optimization webinar, which is tentatively scheduled for October 1st. Mm-hmm. Would love to have you. Everyone's going to walk away with some incredibly powerful information. Separately, I appear on superhumanradio.com every Tuesday at 12 noon. The name of the show is the Blueprint Power Hour, and I answer listener questions. I have that privilege, and I've been doing it for the last 2.5 years, and I love it.
It's awesome, man.
I mean, you get a note from somebody in Australia that tells you that they were about to quit because they weren't getting results or something along those lines. And the last 6 weeks of following Blueprint or whatever, they've not only turned it around, they're hitting new PRs. How do you put a price on that? I mean, come on.
You don't, man, because the thing is, you know, how do you measure up what a difference you've made in somebody's life? And, you know, it's just not changing their life. They're changing your life, too. I mean, you know, I don't care who you are. I mean, that makes you feel damn good that you help somebody out that basically was ready to quit.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what else. I just got back from the nursing home visiting my grandmother and grandfather. And believe me when I tell you, when the muscle goes, especially when the legs go, you're done.
You're finished. Yeah.
You know, you're essentially bedridden and you are dependent on others. Now, if you're young, or even if you're like me, 40, 50, 60, and you don't think that's you, neither did my grandfather or my grandmother. And you need to take every preventative measure that you can now that is in your control to live a not only a long life, but a life that is rich, robust, and you're able to get around and move and move and function and remain independent. And that's a huge issue these days because, you know, in the old days, people died at 65.
Absolutely.
Or 70. And today, they're living into their 90s. And every nursing home I've been in, and that's been a lot of them, there was at least one person, sometimes two or three, that was 100 years old.
Absolutely. And my grandmother lived to 108, Rob. So
And now that came from my insurance background, but the point being made, you know, you can see these things, you know, see these clues in other parts of life and how they tie in to physical culture.
And that's the only, you know, physical culture is always going to be your base, your foundation. If you know, we talked last night so much about this stuff, you know, with the strength factor and why we do what we did and, you know, how we're still around when most people pretty much that I've known are pretty much finished, all right? But, you know, take a walk through a place like that. You know what? Number one, you better thank your lucky stars. And number two, I know I've been in enough of them. I can't wait to get out of there, Rob. I mean, and it's probably an awful thing to say because your family's in there. But you know what? You know, when you're hearing people like yelling in pain and you see them and, you know, these were vibrant people at one time and are just relegated to a wheelchair and are just kind of staring off. That's a pretty hard. I don't care who you are, man. If that doesn't bother you, something's wrong with you.
I leave there heartbroken, literally heartbroken, because my grandmother has dementia and doesn't know who or where she is.
Yeah, I know.
My grandfather, on the other hand, is still very sharp at 94 mentally, but he has been so weakened by the loss of muscle tissue, being sarcopenia. That's the medical term. That it's sad, man, but he's bedridden.
Yeah, well, so,
and he's not. And, he's not obese. He never was. He never was. It's just he lost too much muscle.
And you know what the worst thing is, Rob? He's sharp, and that's got to be the hardest thing, especially for a man to see himself diminish like that. I mean, that's worse than, you know, the worst torture you could probably get because it's a slow death, you know, I mean, and who wants to sit there and just see yourself disintegrate? That's a terrible thing. Look how upset when we got a pretty good nick and we're out for a little while. You know, how would you like to sit like that and just watch your life diminish?
Yeah. You know what? Even if you hate weight training or resistance training, whether you use bands or body weight, I promise you, even twice a week for 15 minutes is going to – it's going to pay dues or dividends, rather, down the line.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's – I don't know. We're going to get to people. We are now, Rob. We're getting to them. We're going to keep going, and we're going to get the kids and get them all straightened out too, and that's a promise. We here at Motivation Muscle are not going to let up, and – people seem to like that, you know, and let's keep getting the message out there. Hey, if we get 1 or 2 out of 10 every time, we've done pretty good. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I haven't been as sharp as usual, but I came into the sleep deprived. So, but I think.
Yeah, but you got a lot of stuff going on too. So, I mean, don't worry. You sound good. Have you gotten everything? I mean, you've got did you talk about, you got the website out? Did you get the web? Are you all set as far as everything you need to get out to everybody?
Yeah, I just want just want folks to know that, you know, whether you're interested in my stuff or not, there's a ton of free information that you can leverage. And hopefully you see the results like I'm talking about, and that'll create further interest. But if not, you know, no problem.
Well, and we also know you're not going to say no to anybody either. I know that you'd help anybody out no matter what. So on that note, we are Motivation and Muscle. We are the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Fiorello Barbell Company here in upstate New York, where we don't try, we succeed. We are, obviously you can get out to the website. It's www.fiorellobarbellco.com. We've got a brand new Motivation and Muscle website up today. And I want to thank Eric. I can't thank him enough. Rob will attest, great guy. Great guy. There's going to be big, big things with Eric, Rob, and myself down the road. We're just laying the foundation, as we say now. I'm on Facebook at Fiorello Barbell. I'm on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. You can get a hold of me at Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.RR.com. And the greatest thing of all, we're out on Stitcher and iTunes. So we are knocking on the door. We're out there making noise. So, Rob, thanks again, once again, for coming on the show. Great subject matter tonight. And we'll get that up next week and let everybody enjoy that, too. A lot of information.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime. Glad to have you. So for Rob Regish, this is Eric Fiorello. I want to thank you tonight for listening to the show, and we'll be back at you next week. But have a good weekend, and thanks again.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.